Now, Meryl, there's no question that the United States is one of the major innovators in medicine, but there's also no question that a lot of these drugs that get to marketplace shouldn't get to the market. They're hurting people. The FDA is not doing its job properly. They're approving some of these drugs. They then get yanked off the market. And look what's just happened in the last year with a handful of these drugs. I think consumer confidence is starting to erode because of that, yet we still continue to pay this outrageous sum of money for medicine. What do we do about it?
Well, you've raised the important question of drug safety, and there's probably no more important question going on right now because of what's happened with the class of painkillers called COX-2 inhibitors, Vioxx, Celebrex, Bextra. Millions of people were taking these drugs. And I think it's an incredible story to look at in depth because it sort of points out exactly everything that's wrong with the drug industry today. You know, people suffer from the minor aches and pains of life, and some of them quite serious aches and pains as you get older and you suffer from arthritis that doesn't go away. And, you know, we have a lot of drugs that are actually quite successful at least, you know, masking over that pain, if not getting rid of the cause of it. Drugs like aspirin, which has been around for more than 100 years, and if you go back to its predecessor, you know, the extract of willow bark, it probably goes back thousands of years. If you look at drugs like ibuprofen or acetaminophen, you know, Tylenol. So what we've had many drugs that can actually treat these kinds of minor pains. There is, in treating that pain, a side effect that affects, according to the FDA, somewhere between 2 to 4% of people. And that is, it gives you an upset stomach. And in a very small minority of those people, so we're talking about well under 1%, it actually will cause ulceration of the digestive tract. And in a smaller percentage of that, we're talking about some people actually will get ulcers, okay? So this is a side effect that if you could actually get rid of it, you would improve the drug. And that's what the COX-2 inhibitor class, Celebrex and Vioxx, was designed to do. The idea was that it would not have the same side effects. The problem was that after they developed the drug, they discovered in clinical trials that it actually did, it had many of the same side effects as the prior class. One drug, Vioxx, showed that it actually had a small reduction in these gastrointestinal side effects. But the other, Celebrex and Bextra, they never proved that. And yet they went out and they advertised these things as being a new great breakthrough, a super aspirin. They showed senior citizens frolicking through fields of flowers on television. It was a huge advertising campaign.
They misled us.
The arrival of these drugs coincided with the allowing drug companies, it was allowed in 1997, to go to direct-to-consumer advertising on television. And they advertised these things as if they were a better pain reliever, when in fact they were not. They, as far as pain relief was concerned, they had the exact same mechanism of action that the other drug had. The other ibuprofen, something you can walk into the drugstore and buy for, you know, $7 for a bottle or $10 for a large bottle of these pills. People were buying a $90 a month prescription for something that provided the same pain relief and had never really been proven, except in Vioxx's case, and even to get rid of the GI effects that only affected a very small number of people. And then, of course, what happened was that in the very earliest clinical trials, there was a signal, not proven, but a signal that these might cause heart attack problems.
Oh.
And even though there was that signal, and this is why Merck, which, you know, is among the drug companies, one of our better drug companies in terms of its ethics and everything else, Merck downplayed that signal. The people who wrote up the clinical trial said, oh, it was probably only because the other drug in the trial, which was naproxen, probably had heart protective qualities. It wasn't because our drug had a negative effect on the heart. And there was immediate controversy over it, and Merck spent 2 years negotiating with the FDA about whether or not this should be even put on the label. So it was not put on the label. And the FDA didn't crack down on it. The FDA safety department had a scientist, a guy by the name of David Graham, who was in the bowels of the agency, who said, you know, I think this thing is going to be causing problems. He started collecting data, and it took him several years, but eventually showed that there was a real problem with these drugs, that literally, with millions of people taking them, tens of thousands of people were unnecessarily having heart attacks. So now what do we have? Here we have a drug that was no better than another painkiller, or a class of drugs, really.
Killing people.
That were killing probably more people than they were reducing a side effect that, in the end, ask yourself this question, what would you rather have, an ulcer or a heart attack? Well, I think there's not much question in most people's minds that you would rather have the ulcer, because
yeah,
that's
exactly.
treatable. You know, a heart attack kills 40% of the people who have them. And so, you know, and so this is, we now have finally a debate, some legislation that is introduced, although I must tell you that in this particular Congress, I question how far it's going to go. But, you know, whether we should beef up the safety department and all of this. But it brings us back to the question, I think, that we raised at the top, which was, why does the drug industry do this? Well, it's when you look at what they do in research and development, this is the new one, a type of new drug coming out of their lab. Is it a great breakthrough? Is it providing something that we don't have, a cure for some incurable disease? No, what it's really designed to do is just to provide them with an on-patent medicine that doctors can prescribe at very high prices to replace drugs that have come off patent
right.
and are now generic.
It's shareholder value, isn't it, Merrill?
Well, it is to drive their own bottom lines rather than medicine. And in a system in which the providers, the suppliers, the manufacturers, have as much power as they do, which is our healthcare system, rather than having a public health approach to all these problems, it's ideal for companies to game that way. And that's what I would call it. I think they're gaming the system. And that's not healthcare, that's business. Well, you know, it's fine when you're maybe selling cars that way. Because, you know, I can walk away from a car. But, you know, if I'm in pain, you know, and I want something for that pain, I don't walk away from that. I'm at the mercy of what my doctor prescribes or what I think is going to be the best thing for me. And I'm, as a consumer, this is a complicated subject.